Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That will help you meet those new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Yeah, don't be so with the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Steve Martin back on the show. Steve is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Do not even want to think about what we would have done without him over the last 18, 19 years. He's the author of a couple of important books on profit, instant profits, and achieving world-class profit improvement. And he is an absolute legendary, becoming a legendary SCORE leader, and he's our good friend Steve Martin. Welcome back.
Jim, it's always great to be here with you. Thank you so much for everything that you do.
Good to have you back. The Positive Way, the president of Business Solutions, The Positive Way, by the way, that's his organization. Hey, Steve, I know you want to talk about meetings and how to run a meeting, how to have a good meeting and how to make it purpose-driven and high value. I'd like to begin by just encouraging small business owners to have meetings. and you know, I had a client years ago before I started my media company. I was a consulting company, and I had a client, and he had like about 40 something employees, and they just weren't. I when I'd go over there, I'd see them just sort of yeah-yeah at each other as they walked by each other in the hallway. And I said, "Why are you guys having meetings?" He said, "Ah, that's for big companies." And I said, "Well, I think you might want to rethink that." And I said, "Will you let me try something?" He said, "Yeah." And I said, "All right, so we're going to schedule a meeting." I scheduled a meeting. He got everybody in the meeting. He and I were sitting over to the side. And here were like 10 of his key people, 8 or 10 of them around the table, around the conference room table. And he and I were over there. He wasn't running the meeting. I wouldn't let him run the meeting. And all of a sudden, his team started talking to each other, and the solutions and the clarity that was rising up off that table, he looked at me, his eyes were big as saucers. And I looked at him, and I said, "I think my work here is done." I got up and walked out. He had no idea how beneficial it would be to take the time to put key decision makers, key executors in a room and let them talk to each other focused on the issues and not just yelling at each other across the hall. What do you think?
Jim, it's essential. if you have more than one person in your business, you need to have regular meetings,
right,
to make sure that you're working on the same things in the right direction for the right purpose. For the business.
Well, I promise you that was over 20 years ago, and they're still doing it. I know they are, and I promise you that. And the third generation is running the company now, and I promise you they would say that those meetings were essential to what they've done.
Well, Jim, how could they last one generation if you don't have agreement on what you're going to do,
mm-hmm,
and how you're going to do it, much less three generations?
Mm-hmm. So the power of meetings. It's important to call it. Can't we do that? Can't we call it the power of meetings?
Absolutely. It's the meeting of the mind is the old line, right? If you don't have a meeting of the mind, you may be working across purposes or maybe not even working in the right direction at all.
But my client was not wrong in his thinking in a way, because he'd seen his customers have meetings to plan a meeting to plan a meeting. You know what I mean? He called it, you know, he called it the old story of analysis paralysis. He was afraid that's what would happen to them.
Well, it certainly can. We see it all the time. If you don't have a a specific valuable purpose stated for your business, first of all, but then for each and every single meeting, you can end up in the weeds.
Right, right. So
wasting the time.
So give us a first tip before we go to the break to get us started. This is what we're going to focus on, folks. Steve's talking about high-value, purpose-driven meetings. What's the first thing?
Well, Jim, you hit the first one right off the bat, which is the beginning. Have a meeting. The next one is to have a very clear mission and vision, not only for your company, but for the meeting itself. And that will help you to define who should be there and how long the meeting should last and how you're going to direct the agenda. You know, we all know that an agenda is essential, but that purpose is going to set the agenda.
High value, purpose-driven meetings. When we come back, we're going to dive into that value and that purpose with our good friend Steve Martin. We're in good hands, folks. Nobody could do this better than Steve. We're going to take a quick one, 20 till the hour. Here's Carlos to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.